Next week, U.S. soccer midfielder Christian Pulisic will be sidelined several weeks because of a microfracture and bone bruise in his lower right leg. Today at Wimbledon, ladies' semis.
Mukova attacks again. Goff on the run. She's still defending brilliantly. Mukova with a cross-court ball. Goff on the angle. Mukova's attacking. Goff makes another ball. No! It's into the net from Coco Goff. And Karolina Mukova is into her first Wimbledon final.
So Coco Goff's run ends in the semifinals on Wimbledon. Radio. Yankees on top of the Rays, 7-3 in the fifth inning. Ben Rice, home run number 27 on the season. Rory McIlroy, a share of the lead at the Scottish Open at 5-under par. Jordan Clarkson back with the Knicks on a one-year deal.
Fox Sports Update on the Right Choice, KPRL, brought to you by Deeds Bar and Grill at the Paso Robles Golf Club. Great food, great view, great people. Prime Rib Monday, Taco Tuesday, specials on wine, and dinner specials Thursday through Saturday. Today in Farming on KPRL is brought to you by Paso Robles Glass, established in 1947, always up on the latest technology and training. They do windows right. Call Paso Robles Glass, 805-238-4014.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Well, farm groups are pushing back against Bayer's request for new duties on glyphosate imports from China, warning the move could raise costs for farmers already facing tight margins. Bayer has asked federal officials to impose anti-dumping and countervailing duties on Chinese glyphosate imports, arguing the products are sold at artificially low prices that threaten the long-term viability of domestic production. Reuters reports the request drew criticism from commodity organizations. Well, for years, women in agribusiness has led the industry in recognizing women's contributions with the prestigious WIA Demeter Award of Excellence. Now, WIA is expanding the recognition to include six new leadership awards: Executive, Rising, Investment and Capital, Advisory and Consulting, Talent and Workforce, and Innovation and AI Leadership. Recipients will be recognized at the Women in Agribusiness Summit September 22nd through 24th in New Orleans. For details, visit womeninag.com. Well, according to Growth Market Reports, the global climate smart agricultural market reached $17.4 billion in 2025 amid robust growth driven by the urgent need to address climate change. The market is projected to expand at an annual growth rate of 13%, reaching about $52.3 billion by 2034. This growth comes through accelerating investments in sustainable ag technologies, expanding government incentive programs, and the rising adoption of digital and precision farming solutions.
Livestock producers, Western Video Market's big summer sale is July 13th through the 15th. Broadcast live from the Silver Legacy Casino Resort in Reno, Nevada. Don't miss three exciting days featuring more than 110,000 head of feeder cattle, nearly 6,000 feeder lambs, and approximately 2,000 head of breeding stock, including the complete fall calving Faith Ranch dispersion out of Central California. Watch the sale live, view the catalog, or register as a buyer today at WVMcattle.com.
The best place to reach a farmer with a farming solution message is when they're, well, farming. It's easy to find them during the day as most farmers are behind the wheel of their pickup truck or farm equipment with the radio on, listening to this station for the Ag Information Network of the West News. So reach real farmers right here, right now, as they listen to what's important to their farm operation. Give us a call and we'll connect you with our local farming community. They trust us, so they'll trust you.
With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson.
Today in Farming on KPRL is brought to you by Paso Robles Glass, established in 1947, always up on the latest technology and training. They do windows right. Call Paso Robles Glass, 805-238-4014.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Liz Klayman, and this is the Fox Business Report. The major averages are rising in afternoon trading as investors set aside jitters over a flare-up in U.S.-Iran tensions. Memory and chip stocks are surging again. However, software stocks are slipping on AI disruption jitters. Shares of IBM and Microsoft are falling following news that Starbucks is reportedly developing AI-powered software that could replace several enterprise applications currently supplied by Microsoft and IBM. The focus remains on the AI trade ahead of South Korean memory chip giant SK Hynix's highly anticipated
anticipated debut tomorrow on the NASDAQ. The Magnificent Seven big cap tech stocks are mostly lower, led by Alphabet. And according to Morgan Stanley, the Magnificent Seven stocks are now trading at their cheapest valuation relative to the S&P 500 in more than a decade. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Hillary Barsky, invested in you.
Andy Ortiz, when I lost my mom, she was only 46, and I lost my dad to cancer. It was the worst pain I ever felt. It made me think, what will happen with the people I love when my time is up? That's why I have life insurance. Ethos makes it easy. You sort online, take about 10 minutes, and you can get up to $3 million in coverage.
Get your free quote at ethos.com/save. That's ethos.com/save. Paid testimonial. Time spent on application may vary. Online health questions required.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
American Legends, next on KPRL. Brought to you by Davis Body Shop.
Having previously reported on some youthful criminals guilty of the most brutal and sadistic crimes, I thought you might like to hear about some other kind of kids. I'll be right back.
Reagan, in his own voice, is brought to you by K-Brush Concrete, serving the entire Central Coast for more than a decade. Call Kevin at K-Brush Concrete, 423-4033.
You may recall I reported a while back on a corporation called Kidco that was having a hassle with the state of California over a matter of sales taxes. Kidco, duly incorporated, has a 12-year-old president, a 9-year-old vice president, and a secretary age 11. The latter two are sisters of President Dickie Cessna, and the 14-year-old treasurer is a half-sister. Kidco was engaged in picking up the manure from Mr. Cessna's stable and applying it to a nearby golf course and several private lawns for fertilizer. The state claimed Kidco owed retroactive sales taxes. Kidco's defense was that a sales tax had already been paid on the material before it was fed to the horses. They didn't see why it should be paid again. Now Kidco is facing another battle, this time with the State Department of Agriculture. It seems that Kidco branched out and has developed another profitable business, killing gophers. To those of you who don't know the California pocket gopher, he's an energetic tunnel digger who can turn a decent-looking lawn into an ugly dirt pile almost overnight. Well, the state is demanding that the children take and pass the test for a pest control license, and that they reveal the secret formula for the poison they're using to kill the gophers. As President Dickie Cessna said in a letter to his state senator, quote, "The test is too hard for us little kids, even if we are pretty smart in business," unquote. And he added, "We do a good service killing gophers and don't do nothing to hurt birds or dogs or other animals. Gosh, all we want to do is work and make some money so we can go to college when we get older," unquote. Of course, the state's legitimate concern is whether the poison being used is dangerous to the children or to others. But it would seem to me that their mother would have satisfied herself as to its safety and is in a good position to do so. Dickie wrote as follows, "We do not think our secret weapon for killing gophers should have to be registered because it's not on any of your lists and because it is made from chemicals that everybody's mom has in her kitchen. You have to know how to mix them and how to put the stuff in the gopher holes," unquote. And then he adds, "If we reveal our business secret, everyone will know how to kill gophers, and we'll be out of business," unquote. The matter of making them take a test and get a license as exterminators does seem to be bureaucratic overkill. Right at this point, in preparing this broadcast, I received further news. I feel like I'm seeing a rerun of one of those old movies where the reporter grabs the phone and says, "Give me the city desk, I've got a story that'll crack this town wide open." You can, as the saying goes, fight City Hall. right has triumphed. Faced with having to file a criminal complaint against these young people, the State Department of Agriculture has given in. KIDCO will continue to eradicate gophers with its secret weapon, and hopefully the department will move on to more productive and useful tasks. This is Ronald Reagan. Thanks for listening.
Reagan in his own voice, brought to you by K Brush Concrete. Anything to do with concrete, from a 5x5 walkway to a 500,000 square foot foundation. Call 423-4033.
KPRL presents Sound Off, the longest-running radio talk show in San Luis Obispo County. Sound Off on the North County's choice for local talk, KPRL. The views and opinions expressed on Sound Off do not necessarily reflect those of KPRL, its management, staff, or sponsors.
Sound Off on AM 1230, KPRL, and 99.3 FM is brought to you by Davis Body Shop, your auto collision specialist in Paso Robles and Atascadero.
This is Sound Off, where the North County comes to talk on The Right Choice, KPRL.
Welcome to Sound Off. My name is Karen Veely, your host on Wednesday and Thursday afternoons. I'm also an investigative reporter with Cal Coast News. Go to Cal Coast News. There is no paywall. And we've had some pretty important stories coming up lately. For those that don't know, Trump and Newsom are battling over oil in California. Newsom says we have to protect California, and we're one of the major countries in the world that was bringing oil through the Strait of Hormuz. And then on the other side, you have Trump saying we should be drilling where we have the oil instead of shipping it in, and that California has oil and they should be drilling it. So Sable Offshore owns the offshore oil platforms that are being used in Santa Barbara County. They bought it from another company who had a problem with the pipeline. And so they started bringing it over through the pipeline. They were trying to restart the pipeline, and environmental groups and government officials tried to stop it, and the Coastal Commission. And then Trump passed that law, the War Act, where we can, I said the wrong name on that, where he can say we need the oil being moved. So they were able to start moving it, and it has been just one rock thrown from each side at the other the entire time. And Sable Offshore just asked the Trump administration to just stop all this stuff and do eminent domain. He wants him to give eminent domain and give him, I think, 3 or 4 miles of the ocean there that is actually in the state oversight where the federal government will control it. He wants 4 miles of pipeline going through the land around that, going through a state park. And he wants ability to, on one private property that's had a pipeline that someone's fighting them on. He's asking them to do eminent domain. In the past, the government has done eminent domain for utility projects. So this is something that could happen. It's definitely going to be a massive fight. This is just the latest punch. I find it fascinating. I see both sides getting a bit... I see both sides being very aggressive, and it's one of the things going, but you can read all about this and other things on Cal Coast News. Now, today we have a two-part show. I'm going to start talking about guns, and I have David Duringer. He's a local attorney. He also does a lot with trusts and protecting your money for your families, but he gives free gun classes that are very popular in the area. And we're going to talk a little bit about how you shoot shooting stances. He wrote an article for Cal Coast News, went up today. It is teaching people the three different types of primary shooting stances and how the best way for you to do that and the best ways to stand. We're going to go over that the first half hour of the show. We're going to come back. And if you don't know, I don't know where you've been, but Ukraine is getting bombarded for the last 2 weeks. I think in the last week, they've had over 50 deaths. They're getting hit by massive missiles almost every day. And what happened? They ran out of the Patriot defense missiles, interceptor missiles, and without those, things are going pretty rough over there. Josh was there. He was in an underground place. He wasn't in one of the official bunkers. They have underground malls like in some countries. He was in an underground area under a freeway, and there was bombs. It was so loud. I was on the phone with him, and I was afraid for him. So we're going to talk with Josh, who's going to be calling in. He's still in Ukraine. Today, Odessa's getting battered. Missile strikes at Odessa, which makes me think he's in Odessa right now, by the way he was talking. But an idea of what's going on with Trump. Trump seems to be changing some of his views. And the other interesting thing, Trump and Zelensky have been talking, and it's kind of a comedy show. And Zelensky is a comic, but Trump says something, and he comes back with a joke, and it was actually much more enjoyable to watch than a normal two heads of countries talking. But we'll get all that in the last part of the show, the last half of the show. But right now, David, tell us when your next gun class is coming up.
Next one is coming up soon on July 17, Friday in Atascadero. By the way, thanks for having me in to talk about this. I've had this terrible chest cold last week, so hopefully, I don't think I see a cough button here. Hopefully you've got one. But so I'm working harder than I should have to fill these classes. I've had some fill. I had one with only one person attending, and if only one signs up, I'll still do it. It's a lot of hassle to bring all the equipment in. I actually set up my laser simulated range. So I limit the class size to 10 students.
And one thing that they may be wondering, because a lot of the classes you take, you have to bring your own gun. You actually have simulated. Will you explain you don't have to bring your own gun and what you're going to be shooting if you come in to do this?
Right. So there's just a lot of most gun owners have not had very high-level gun training. And, they hear I do training with airsofts, and they might think, oh, airsofts, that's like the plastic airsoft I see at Big Five. But, no, these are fully metallic, very realistic airsofts. All of mine happen to be 1911s. It happens to be my favorite platform. If you know how to work a 1911, you can work any gun. And there's actually a video on my training page, guntrust.org, a YouTube video of a Japanese kid that, it's very difficult to get guns over there. And he trained on airsofts, and he came over here and did a shooting competition and did fine with very minimal exposure to actual firearms. So you can train at a very high level with the airsofts, depending on what type they are. But that's what I use. So you can come dressed in a suit, whatever. There's no cleanup because we're not shooting anything. Very realistic training, very high level training. For much higher level goes way beyond what the statutory CCW class covers. So if you think that CCW classes are the standard, no. You can take my class as a novice before CCW or after CCW. You're going to be trained on different things. Statutory CCW classes are fairly.
And what is CCW?
It stands for a carry concealed weapon criminal violation, but it's a shorthand for, I don't use it this way, but certain Morro Bay police chiefs use it as shorthand for a permit. And that is common usage, but people refer to CCW permits as CCW. But the statutory courses are actually fairly good at teaching you. The main thing they teach you is why you should never pull it out. And they don't teach a lot on how to actually use the gun. But if you go to my course, whether you've had CCW class or not, you'll get very high-level training you probably haven't had before, or even if you've had it at a place like FrontSight, where I trained for over 20 years, it's a perishable skill, and you can't just rely on the training. You got to keep training, otherwise you're going to lose it. And it always gets me when I invite a retired cop to my training, and they tell me, no, I was already trained. And I know that they're not keeping up with it. And by the way, that's there are various levels of incompetence. That's the worst level, intentionally incompetent. And that's, and most people are just unconsciously incompetent. And then they try my laser simulated range, and they suddenly are consciously incompetent.
And that is very common in a lot of fields. I even had a group of doctors. A doctor was going out of town for a heart-type surgery who I knew. And he said, you don't have any doctors who have the modern training in Slo County. This was probably 10 years ago. And he said, they're doing outdated surgeries, and I'm going out of town because, he says, almost every doctor here leaves town for someone that's keeping up on the training. So it really does, I don't care what degree or what you're learning, keeping up on training is usually very important.
Keeping up with it requires a passion. And, you know, in fairness to the police officers, there's a lot more to being a police officer than guns, right? Their training goes way beyond the civilian context that I teach at. But, you know, since law school, I don't like reading books anymore. So I think it's kind of the same way with police. You know, they look at the guns as tools, and it's their job, and they don't. They're not really excited. Now, some of them are. Some of them retain that passion. And my instructors at FrontSight, where I trained for a long time, most of them were either high-level law enforcement, SWAT, or various military, including Marines, Special Forces. And so, you know, I've had some good training. I haven't kept up with my training as much as I should. I probably my highest level was in 2017. I DG'd a handgun class at FrontSight. It stands for Distinguished Graduate. And I had I was going out there to Nevada for a lot, you know, for training. And I had a close relationship with that school. I was an attorney for them actually in certain matters for a long time. And I still know the founders, Nation, Brad. But it's very important that you have. I think people need to not rely on one firearm instructor. I criticize other instructors often, but I recognize that they know things that I don't know. So it's not a judgment on them. It's just, you know, there are certain things that I teach that no one else teaches in this county, as far as I know, and people should get exposure to a wide variety of instructors, not just in gun handling, but as my article, I didn't know it was published already, but yeah, that's a great article. I wrote it about 3 years ago. It goes into a little much detail, I think, for a radio show, but I'm happy to discuss it generally. But that article is not just about the stance, but it talks about some of the legal, ethical, moral issues that I saw taught the wrong way in other courses. And you need to be careful about all this stuff and just go to a bunch of different, have a wide variety. Diversity in training is in the title of my article.
Anytime you're doing anything and you want to do it well, you don't just take one teacher. I'm a bridge player, and I'm a master bridge player. Mm-hmm. And I love the game of bridge. I've taught the game of bridge. I'm a tournament director. I haven't played very much in years, but I love the game. But I took classes from multiple people. Some people were very good at defense. Others were very good at offense. Everyone brought something different to the table.
I need to train with you on bridge.
Do you play?
No, but my grandma was really into that. I've heard, I think there's a Supreme Court justice. I can't remember which one, but yeah, I've heard good things about it.
Years ago, I was lucky enough to interview, and we're talking 20 years ago, I interviewed Bill Gates and Warren Buffett. They're both very good bridge players, and they play together. They don't play as partners, but they play in the same team, and they play very well together. And Warren Buffett said to me, And he told me he'd said this in the past, but he said, I wouldn't mind going to prison if one of my cellmates, if I had three cellmates that played bridge. It was, he plays every morning. He play, gets on and plays on the internet as T-Bone. And he just loves the game. He's way better. He's better than, Bill Gates is not near as good as Warren Buffett in the game of bridge. Right. Warren Buffett's an absolutely unbelievable player, and Bill Gates is good and has taken a lot of classes, but they're not the same. But I'll go back to again.
Well, I imagine it's like chess, and there's 4D chess. People say Trump plays 4D chess, and I happen to be in agreement with that on Ukraine. You and I agree. I think that Trump is actually very pro-Ukraine and has been all the time. It just doesn't seem that way based on what he says. And but yeah, that was very funny. The duo with Zelensky as the straight man responding to Trump. It was very good humor. And I, my wife and I normally watch Newsmax, even though they're most of those anchors are very anti-Ukraine bigots. But I didn't have time to watch last night or two, and I'm just wondering if they even played that short comedy. It would have been golden for any network to play, regardless of political persuasion. But I think Newsmax has been so anti-Ukraine that they would be worried about losing their audience if they suddenly showed the other side, like all the Crimea wins.
Yeah, let me tell you what the funniest line I thought I heard. So Trump brings up, you know, I'd like you two to get together, and I brought it up to Putin, but he wanted to do it in Russia, and I don't think that would be a good idea. And he finally turns around and goes, would that be a good idea? And Zelensky goes, I would be worried about all the Ukrainian bombs hitting Moscow.
His exact words were, it would be difficult, I believe. Which was even funnier.
It would be difficult because of all the
because of the Ukrainian drones. in Moscow.
He did it. It was very, very interesting. I know we don't have time to get. So if you are someone that is into shooting, you need to go to Cal Coast News and read the article. It's called "What Is the Best Shooting Stance?" An instructor explains. He gets into three different shooting stances. And the pros, the advantages and disadvantages of all. But for today, oh, go ahead.
Well, I just want to clarify. I think that I haven't seen it on Cal Coast. I think that was your title. The title on my blog post, I believe, was Stance on Stance, Diversity and Firearm Training. So I actually, I've got a shorthand title on my newsletter, What is the Best Stance? But the article kind of tricks you. At the end, the answer, spoiler alert, is whatever works. Okay, so you really need to know all three major stances, excuse me, recovering from the chest cold still. So you need to know my favorite method, which is modified Weaver, similar to Chapman. You need to know isosceles, which is what every other instructor in this county teaches mainly, from what I can tell. Also need to know traditional Weaver. You know, each one is different. Different methods are for different situations. Okay, so your feet might be immobilized on staircase or mud or whatever, glue factory, and so maybe a modified Weaver might not work so well depending on where you're shooting. So isosceles have more ability to move if you have the. If your feet are stuck, you can handle both sides better with isosceles. Just read the article. I can talk about it, but basically, traditional Weaver, the main advantage there is run and gun. So if you're actually running and gunning for different targets, there's a shorter radius between your eye and the sight because both arms are bent. On the other hand, isosceles is good if you're stationary, but you're dealing with moving targets because you can move the arms better, but not for run and gun because both arms are extended fully, which increase, you know, very long sight radius or long radius between the eye and the gun sight. So anyway, the article goes into advantages and disadvantages, but the basic The most important difference, you have to have a default stance that's your favorite, that you train with mostly. That's your go-to, right? My go-to is what I learned at FrontSight for over 20 years of training, and that is the modified Weaver approach, which is kind of a blend between traditional Weaver and isosceles. And it has advantages of both, but the big thing is the recoil control that you get from isometric tension. And you know, my ads, I've got this ad I run one week before each of my monthly Atascadero classes, and it's got kind of a Star Trek thing.
We're going to take a break, a word from our sponsors, and we'll be back with more with David Duringer.
Usually a reviewer, but I had an amazing experience at Davis Body Shop. From start to finish, the experience was ideal. Everyone was friendly, helpful, and professional. They kept me updated, did quality work, and had me in and out. No hassles, and returned my vehicle to me in perfect condition.
If you ever have an accident and need to repair your car, you could do what Ann did from Paso Robles. She took her car to Davis Body Shop. And Peggy from Atascadero said,
our family needed repairs to one of our cars, and friends had recommended Davis Body Shop. We were very pleased with their helpfulness, their attention to detail that was provided to us. They explained the process and kept us updated as repairs were made. They also assisted us in securing a rental car. I would definitely recommend them to anyone who needs repairs to a car.
Davis Body Shop is the area's largest auto body collision specialist on El Camino Real at Atascadero and on Theater Drive at Paso Chevrolet.
Bahama Bay Tanning Company has you covered to be summer ready. Not only do they provide a tanning experience with packages to fit your needs and budget, they also offer tanning beds, spray tans, infrared pod, teeth whitening, clothing, swimwear, jewelry, and more. Locally owned and operated, Bahama Bay Tanning Company. Call 239-9800 or visit them at 1485 Creston Road in the Food for Less Shopping Center.
Welcome back to Sound Off. My name is Karen Vealy, your host on Wednesday and Thursday afternoons. Right now, I'm talking with Dave Duringer, and we're discussing his gun classes. And he has gun classes. They're free. You don't have to bring a gun. He has the next class is in Atascadero this Friday, correct?
July 17th.
July next Friday.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So if you want to sign up, where do they go to sign up?
You know, my Atascadero class is very easy. You just need to email me, you could do that through my website. And that's all you need to do. There's nothing else you need to do. Just email me, tell me you're coming. I need your email so I can send you instructions. But the gun training is similar to my Morabay training, except for my Morabay, I make you watch my webinars first. But at the Atascadero class, everything is included. I give the webinars live. So you're getting both the estate planning training together with the gun training all at once in 4 hours.
And you can also give your email, but you can also go, I've got an article up, what is the best shooting stance? In the first three paragraphs, there's a link to where you have your classes and you'll be able to get hold of them, but give us your email address.
Well, email is info@lawnews.tv, but I'd rather you go to the training page, put guntrust.org in your browser address bar to read about the training I offer. You can contact me through the website. So let me finish up, if I could, on what I started. So
yes.
I got this kind of Star Trek theme in my ad for the class, and I actually have some Star Trek phaser and communicator I wear during the class. My wife won't let me wear my Star Trek uniform unless I lose 20 pounds. But and there's a reason for that, because I need to demonstrate why all the other firearm instructors in Slo County that I know about are really way ahead of their time, okay? Because they teach, from what I can tell, they just teach isosceles. And they're so far ahead of their time because the phaser was not invented. Excuse me. The phaser was invented in 2233.
What's a phaser?
Well, from Star Trek.
Okay.
You know, why? Well, phasers have no recoil, okay? And the isosceles is actually the only method I would recommend. The phaser is the only weapon I would recommend using with isosceles because isosceles does not control recoil. That isometric tension that I mentioned, that modified Weaver provides, allows you to effectively shoot handgun rounds so you can stop a criminal attack, okay? And handgun rounds are ballistically inefficient. They're deficient in terms of stopping power. So the standard training is to shoot twice, a controlled pair, not a double tap, because a controlled pair has two sight pictures. Actually, three is recommended for follow-up. And that is the most responsible and effective way to stop. It's a fight, two fight-stopping hits, maximizing stopping power. So that's what I train. We can talk more, but I think we're limited on time. So let me just give you a very quick picture of what you would learn in this 4 hours. So in addition to the webinars, I've got two webinars, 1 hour on general estate planning. I got a very high level of comprehensive planning that I do. I don't even do cookie cutter planning. I actually just sent a recent client to do their quick trust online because they wanted something in place during a vacation they're taking. And at the same time, they engaged me to do one of my estate plans, which goes way, way further than what you find online or even most trust attorneys, as far as I know. So you learn about what I mean by estate planning, okay? And then there's another webinar, 25 minutes long, teaches you about California gun trust planning. So I do very unique planning for guns, but my planning is very unique even apart from guns, okay? So you learn all that, but also in the gun training, you learn, I've got a few minutes I spend on my Morro Bay lawsuit, which funds all my training, which, you know, that is expensive for all these tools. The laser simulated range I bring in, it's a lot of hassle to set up, but my wife insisted that I keep it because she saw the reaction that some ladies had when they, and ladies generally have less training than guys. So a lot of them, but some guys are in this category, a lot of them just could not get the three secrets of shooting, the shooting fundamentals, sight alignment, sight picture, trigger control. They couldn't get it from the lecture. So she noticed how happy they were when they finally got it through use of the laser simulated range. So I actually use it for a very short portion of the class. There's a lot of, I can run competitions on it. That's great. But I use it for a limited time just to teach those, confirm those skills. And then we have a lot of drills on malfunction clearances, reloads.
Welcome to... I didn't get it in time.
I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Yeah, so we talk, we cover the shooting fundamentals. We you have a text to respond to? Or
no, I'm just closing it.
Yeah, shooting fundamentals, grip and stance. Stance is something we just talked about. It's very important. Emergency and tactical reloads. So we start off with tactical reloads, and you learn, you know, through some of these drills, you learn why some of the things that politicians say are so ridiculous. Practically everyone in the Trump administration, from Trump on down, said that what's his name, Alex Priddy, should not have been armed during a protest, and furthermore, should not have had a spare magazine. That is completely ridiculous. One of the things you learn is, as soon as you shoot, you perform a tactical reload whenever you have a chance during a lull in the gunfight. That is part of your training.
But you also learn not to take your gun to certain places that it's inappropriate.
And I disagree that it's inappropriate there. You shouldn't be putting yourself in risky situations. And if you're armed, you should have appropriate high level retention. I've got a bunch of holsters. This is a different one than I had last time. You've got there's a lot of ways you can prevent something.
But he is an aggressive protester. When you're going to go kick cars and throw things, you should not, a responsible gun owner would not take a gun, I don't think.
Well, if you're violating the law, you shouldn't be.
Yeah.
if you're harming others. But yeah, you've, anyway, a lot of the things that were said, My point is that they show lack of two-way understanding.
And we're going to come back after the top of the hour and talk about Ukraine.
AM 1230 KPRL 99.3 FM KPRL.com Paso Robles, Atascadero, Templeton.
It's 1 o'clock.